back to Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three, the Tuesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
to bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you everything for free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still on the way here tonight, the FCC is being sued. Scottish police thrown in the towel on the drug war. And, man, what you still got some emails. You got some interesting emails tonight. One of them about the future of libertarianism. And I actually kind of want to get into that. But let's talk about this FCC thing to kick things off. Because we sold it last night, and we didn't get to it. This from the International Herald Tribune in Washington. Actually, New York Times. After years of coming under assault in Washington on accusations of indecent programming, U.S. television networks have decided to fight back. We've talked about this.
Really?
We've talked about, just sort of speculated on Free Talk Live. What would happen if the TV and radio stations got some cojones together and decided to fight the FCC? Well, in this case, radio's not involved. They didn't get any cojones, but the TV stations did. With no allies among either the Democrats or Republicans on the Federal Communications Commission, nor any significant ones in Congress, the four broadcast networks, joined by Hearst Argyle Television Group of Stations, embarked late last week on a low-risk strategy of turning to the courts. There, they're hoping to find a solid majority, perhaps ultimately on the Supreme Court, of liberal and libertarian judges who are more sympathetic to their First Amendment arguments. But the fight is certain to take more than a year, and in the meantime, the networks can expect to face a hostile commission and Congress, as well as an uncertain environment for challenging the rules with new and risque programs. The regulators and lawmakers have been lobbied hard by some advocacy groups that generated hundreds of thousands of complaints about programs with coarse language and explicit themes. And we know who they are. It's the Parents Television Council. This is the busybody group that essentially has a bunch of slaves around the country that will...
Well, they're not slaves.
They're
mindless zombies.
Right.
That's right. We're protecting the children and religion and Jesus and...
What they do...
And apple pie and Yahoo drink and everything.
What they do is they have a list of thousands and thousands of people that are on this Parents Television Council email list, and they send out action alerts. Kind of like how Downsize D.C., our friends, send out action alerts to help downsize the government.
D.C. is trying to build freedom, whereas the Parents Television Council is trying to build some kind of weird moral government that they want in place. They want to legislate morality.
Right. If one of their members hears something they don't like on the radio, they submit it to the PTC, and the PTC then submits it out to their membership to say, okay, everybody, send complaints to the federal send complaints to the FCC, and you can use our complaint form here. And so I think we read statistics that 98 or 99% of all of the complaints that the FCC received in the past calendar year,
2000 and whatever,
has been
whatever,
from the PTC, the Parents Television Council. Nobody else is complaining. It's just this one group. And why they get to control our television and our radio is beyond me. Well, anyway, the TV companies are fighting back. Late last week, the networks have filed lawsuits in U.S. appeals courts in Washington and New York to challenge indecency rulings against CBS, ABC, and Fox involving coarse language. The rulings they're seeking to overturn involve obscenities that were used on The Early Show, Billboard Music Awards, and NYPD Blue, three shows on three different networks. The networks maintained that many of the remarks who were found to have violated indecency rules were blurted out spontaneously, although the ones in NYPD Blue had been scripted. The FCC overstepped
But NYPD Blue's on late.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if your kids are up watching NYPD Blue, I've got to question your parenting skills. I really do. I mean,
if you want to protect them from bad words.
Right, absolutely.
And violence.
Right, if you're the sort of parents that care about your kids seeing this kind of thing on TV.
They should be watching Barney.
They're watching NYPD Blue. You're bad at this.
That's right.
You shouldn't have them.
The FCC oversteps its authority, says the networks in a joint statement on Friday, in an attempt to regulate content protected by the First Amendment. Good for them to appeal to the First Amendment. Acted arbitrarily and failed to provide broadcasters with a clear and consistent standard for determining what content the government intends to penalize. And this is an issue that has been in front of broadcasters, both television and radio, for decades. There's never been anything clear. The language that the FCC uses to define indecency and obscenity is as nebulous as you can get.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It has to,
very nebulous.
It has to do with community standards, and what that means is up to anybody's guess. Anyway, NBC joined in the lawsuits, although it doesn't challenge the sanctions against any of its programs. The network has been seeking to reverse a complaint against it by the FCC for an obscenity uttered by Bono of U2 during the Golden Globe Awards. The New York Times is not named as a party in the suits, but it owns 9 network-affiliated television stations that could be affected by the outcome. They were filed a month after the commission issued about $4 million in fines, the first indecency actions under the leadership of the new chairman, Kevin Martin. I mean, then it goes on to talk about the fines here. The networks are hoping that, short of an outright victory, the lawsuits can at least result in differing opinions in different appeals courts, the kind of split that could attract the attention of the U.S. Supreme Court. So it sounds like they're actually suing in different locations. They're suing in an appeals court in Washington. They're suing in an appeals court in New York. So they're hoping for some divergent opinions.
They should go through the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit and out of San Francisco will give them whatever they want.
The networks are certain to make the case that the indecency rules are no longer relevant in a world where most viewers receive paid programs from cable and satellite television services, along with the proliferation of offerings from the Internet that are accorded significantly more First Amendment protection. Yeah, why is it because you use a transmitter, you are all of a sudden exempt from the First Amendment?
Yeah, it's a good question.
In fact, why don't they just challenge the FCC itself? Like, challenge the existence of the FCC.
I don't think they thought of that.
We don't need it.
I don't think they thought of that.
One of the strongest arguments for the networks is the changed circumstances and the pervasive availability of this programming on cable and the Internet, said Bruce Sanford. I mean, yeah, we've pointed out in the past on Free Talk Live that programming is going through serious modifications. I mean, Disney is now releasing some of their television shows online. Some of their Desperate Housewives, I think, and some of the other popular shows.
Right.
They're giving them away, from what I understand. They're not even charging for them. They're just giving them away online. The distribution methods are changing. And the TV stations are going to start, they're going to start dying eventually if they can't compete. And to compete means they might have to have, you know, more adult programming and not be able to you know, not have to water everything down because there's a chance there's some kid out there with a TV tuner.
It's interesting. Some of the biggest, best shows that people like the most are on HBO and Showtime, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if they can make more motivating content by including adult themes, or if using the F word or the S word really makes people want to watch more. But Sex and the City, Big Love,
Penn and Teller's BS on Showtime.
Yeah, that's
an excellent
one to mention. Also, the one with the mafia. I can't remember that one.
The Sopranos.
The Sopranos.
Weeds is also an excellent program. I don't watch much TV, but certain ones.
We even know about them.
Certain ones I hear about. And I seek them out to see how good they really are. And, man, Weeds really is a great show.
I don't even know what it's about. I guess I've heard the name.
Well, it's a show about a woman who, she's kind of, her husband dies.
Uh-huh.
And he was the provider for the family. And she doesn't know what to do to take care of her two kids that she has. And so she starts selling weed in kind of suburbia.
I see.
So it's a show about a mother who's a weed dealer in suburbia and, you know, who her clients are and... it's more than just about weed, though. It's also about family, and it's about sex, and it's got some of the most realistic themes that I've ever seen presented on a television show that's fiction. I mean, they address real serious adult issues, but yet they do it in a manner that's so honest and so forthright that I think it's just a fantastic program. So I think they don't hold back on cable and on network television, and so these networks are going to have a tough time competing. And the answer is certainly not to regulate Showtime, and it's certainly not to regulate HBO. The answer is to let you self-regulate, to let parents decide what their kids watch, and to not go running to the government when you see something offensive. Just change the channel. Block the channel. Turn it off. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Take control of the airway.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. If you take control of the airways, via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, validated pictures, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. There's a variety of creative ways that our ladies have done that, and you can see them for yourself if you go to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Finally, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Mitch, you've got an email for us.
Wow, it's a new live read?
That is a new read.
That's great.
I already read it once tonight. You must not have caught it.
You read the new one read once already?
First hour.
Man, it shows how much I try to ignore you. Oh, it's going to be... This
all right, sir. Let's go to your email, please.
So I've often wondered, this is from... this has got to be a made-up name, so I can use the two names then. It says, Jipperly Jigs.
Okay.
And that, oh, I love that.
Jipperly.
It's kind of it's alliterative.
Sounds
kind of rhyme.
My name's Jipperly. Hello, everybody.
I've often wondered if libertarianism spreads like wildfire. What does that mean for the distant future? I mean, obviously, it would create more power to companies and industries without a government to regulate them. They would gain strength in leaps and bounds. But what about
the future?
I don't
know if that's obvious. I'll stop him right there.
I'm not sure it's obvious either.
No, the only way a company is going to gain any sort of influence or strength is by selling you a product or a service that you voluntarily purchase. Under a marketplace scenario, if a company is doing lousy things, people aren't going to buy their products. And so therefore... individuals punish companies by withholding their dollars.
Yeah.
When you buy something from a company, you're essentially voting. You're voting with your dollars saying, yeah, I like your company. I like your product and service. Or you know what? Maybe I don't like your company that much, but darn it, your product or service is good enough to where I'm going to buy it from you. But if it crosses a threshold into being abusive or dangerous or something that I don't think is safe to purchase or something that could hurt another person, I'm not going to buy it anymore. And if other people think that way, that company's going to go out of business. Companies don't just gain power because they're big. They have to gain power because people gave it to them. And those people can withdraw that power any old time they want.
Some companies need natural resources in order to do their business. So mm-hmm. they could conceivably steal land from people. Or
oh, yeah?
Conceivably.
Not if they have a protection companies.
Well,
they're going to steal your land from you?
Are they going to steal my land
yeah.
from me? You know that I'm going to try very hard to keep it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, if they start sending people out to steal land and these individuals that are going out to steal the land start dying, it's going to cost them a lot of money. The people that they're hiring, the people in their hiring pool, they're going to say, wait a minute. Wait, you're hiring me why? Well, because the last guy got killed. Wait, you're hiring me why? Well, the last guy got killed. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll go work for someone else. It's going to be hard to find people for that job.
You're making a great point that
okay.
war costs a lot more than free trade.
Yeah.
Free trade is it works for everybody. But I'm thinking that at some point there are unscrupulous people out there, and
okay.
therefore there could be unscrupulous businesses, and I don't believe in corporations.
Well, there are unscrupulous businesses today,
right.
even with the government.
Sure.
That we have.
And I'm not. I don't believe that corporations for a second are these great angelic.
No.
I don't believe
I don't
corporations.
Trust
it. Period.
No,
but I
don't.
Believe that business is an angelic endeavor. I just think that it is
right.
the fairest way of doing things.
And just like today, buyer beware. I mean, caveat emptor. I don't trust somebody just because they're in business. You have to prove yourself in order to earn trust.
And most of the things that businesses do currently to hurt people, they do by wielding the power of the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's
having
how businesses hurt people today.
Great
they,
point.
You know, they swipe
subsidies.
People, yeah, they swipe people's property by using the government.
Milk industry.
Yeah, they take your tax dollars by. Getting these subsidies
and
corporate welfare.
And they also hurt your choices in a lot of cases by creating regulations and licensing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody mentioned licensing earlier in the show tonight. Well, licensing is something that a lot of businesses support because it keeps other businesses out of the same industry and therefore meaning consumers have less choice.
I think that if you did see something in the future, and let me finish
Let's
this email
continue,
before
yeah.
we go any farther. Let's see. Would they gain strength by leaps and bounds? But what about the future? What's stopping companies from doing terrible acts? Isn't it possible that upon creating libertarianism, we could create, and I don't know what this means, a Wieland Yutani, a corporation that is more powerful than the governments, especially
Wieland Yutani is a reference from the movie Aliens. It's
okay,
evil
is it
corporation?
It's the corporation that I didn't know that was the name of the corporation. The
now
one
you
that Ripley.
Yep.
The reason the alien.
It's the alien the evil corporation.
I see. Okay,
so he's saying we're going to create one of those and they're going
to
do what?
And they're going to, especially taken from a sci-fi outlook of out of space where they have access to minerals, the labor, and the
mm-hmm.
income. Or am I just giving him too much credit to the movies?
Yeah.
Well,
the latter.
I think that what you would see more than, if there was going to be something going on, you might see company fighting company. But they still have to get their money from consumers.
That's right.
So I don't think at any point it's likely that they're going to be sacrificing consumers wholesale because that's where their money comes from.
I think
that in all likelihood, if you do see something, you might see the individual getting screwed, which, well,
It's not like that doesn't happen with the government.
It's but with the government, every individual gets screwed. And secondly, I would think that you would also could perhaps see some kind of company-on-company violence. But those are just sci-fi outlook. Yeah, speculation, sci-fi outlook, just like that. Those make more sense to me than the demoness of Earth being controlled by an evil corporation. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Really,
no, the only way a corporation could get that much power is if there is a government to back it up. Which is why we have why we're in such dire straits today in America, because we have this huge government and also these other big corporate interests, and they're just palsy-walsies. They're bedfellows. I mean, the corporations scratch the government's back, and the government scratches the big corporations back in order to keep all the mom-and-pop businesses down, keep competition away, and it's just a sick little trade that they have going on, and it needs to be stopped. And, of course, the vision for those current people that own these corporations that are engaging in lobbying the government, that are using the government to control others, they could still make more money in the future. I know it's going to be hard for them to accept this vision, but you could still make a lot of money without the government being around, and you could still be a big business and be very successful. It just means there's going to be a little more competition. Well, it means you're going to have to fight a little bit more, a little bit harder.
You know, companies like Walmart came to power by providing people with what they want.
That's right.
And if they continue to provide people with what they want, they're going to continue to control the marketplace.
Well, okay, yes.
Control the marketplace in that respect. I'm not saying
people are voluntarily choosing to go and shop.
Right. I'm not saying in a any kind of diabolical sense they control the marketplace, but
and I think it's good that he brought this up because I think it's a common misconception.
Yeah, it's scary.
I think it's a common misconception that libertarians are all for corporations.
Yeah.
And we think that they should be able to walk all over people, but no, that's not the case at all.
And we don't even really believe in corporations.
You're correct about that. Now we have to explain that.
Yes.
So,
who's first?
Corporations are a construct of the government.
They're imaginary.
Correct.
They don't exist.
There are businesses. There are people running, providing services and providing products to people on a voluntary basis. That's business. That's fine.
Right.
We're all for business.
Well, corporations are imaginary legal constructs to protect people from liability.
That's correct.
Liability for their own actions.
If you're in business, you should be liable for what you're doing. All right, 800-259-9231, Scottish police throwing in the towel on the war on drugs. And, man, what you got? Another email about taxes. We're just burning them up tonight. This is your show. You take control of your airwaves. Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 98,000 posts, about 1,200 people interacting. It's all for free. You can go straight to it by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So we're burning through some emails tonight here. Still to come, though, Scottish police say legalize it all. We'll give you the details on that. But I'm going to break into my email box here first, and then we'll get to yours about taxes. All right, Manwich?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Hi, boys. From Bernadette in Australia. I'm new to libertarianism, about a year into the journey. When I find it difficult to support the libertarian side of an argument, I repeat Manwich's mantra. If you want freedom yourself, you have to let others have the freedoms they want, regardless of how horribly I think some people abuse their freedoms. However, one issue has me struggling. There's a big story here at the moment covering the 10th anniversary of Australia's worst mass murderer. He's a nutcase that went wild at a tourist attraction one Saturday afternoon and shot over 30 people. As far as I'm concerned, this guy did something wrong, for want of a better word.
Well, yeah.
Regardless of the fact, he didn't sign a social contract or in any other way agree to be bound by any kind of behavior code. He did something wrong. And I think that in doing something wrong, he gave up his right to be treated the way others are treated. I think that anyone who uses violence against someone else without any provocation does, by that very action, give up their right to have the freedoms that the rest of us have.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, I agree with that sentiment.
Same here.
Is my approach consistent with liberty-mindedness?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as losing your right to liberty through your own actions? Yeah, if you've taken someone else's life, you essentially have sacrificed your own at that point, in my opinion. You've used your liberty to take someone else's away from them?
Yeah.
You're done for. You've sacrificed your freedom.
Yeah, I don't feel anything bad about you being taken out or put in prison or anything like that.
If not, how else does libertarianism cope with this kind of action? Well, we agree with you so far. So she says, I've heard you discuss DROs and ostracism and all that, but I'm not really interested in the solutions at this point. I'm just mulling over whether or not truly principled, freedom-minded folks are still going to be allowed in the Liberty Club if they believe that some people do not deserve or have the right to freedom. Absolutely. Welcome aboard, Bernadette. As far as I'm concerned, it sounds like you're definitely in the club.
We went over, what was it, about a month, maybe 6 weeks ago, we went over like the six different types of libertarians.
Yeah.
And there were people that believed in no violence whatsoever.
Those are called pacifists. Those are people that would actually not fight back if they were being raped.
Yeah.
Which is ludicrous.
But many of them were, retributionists and different types of
right.
libertarians down the line.
I think that poll is still set up at poll.freetalklive.com. If you want to go and answer, there's a question we set up on our BBS asking, well, what kind of libertarian are you? So the different categories were set up based on how much force each libertarian was willing to use on others. In the case, again, of somebody that's that kills another individual, they've given it all up right there.
And most libertarians believe that they should face punishment for their crime.
No doubt. No doubt. Bernadette, there you go. So, the Liberty Club, she mentions the Liberty Club, like there's some sort of organization out there. Not that she really believes that, but there is no Liberty Club. The cool thing about the libertarian movement is it encompasses a wide swath of individuals.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wide variety of beliefs out there. And there's a bunch of different areas that you can get involved in. The libertarian movement is not just a political party. That's just one wing of the libertarian movement. That's the political wing of it. There's also the think tanks, like your Cato Institute, your Mises. There's also action groups, like the Free State Project. And there's you know, everything from libertarian...
There are so many.
...books. So there's the Advocates for Self-Government. There's a variety of different areas for you to get involved in liberty. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be entirely principled to support this movement. I mean, none of us were when we started... necessarily.
You know, the libertarian movement has a few of the, you know, a few big things that it works on, and if you believe in one of those few big things, then most people would call themselves libertarians to some extent that believe those things.
And I find that, well, she mentioned that she's only been in it for a year. I find that the longer you're in libertarianism, the longer you're paying attention, the more educating of yourself that you're going to do, I think the more principled you're going to become.
Yeah. You know, you're going to believe the stuff.
Well, when I joined the Libertarian Party, you sign a statement that says I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
And I believe that you can be a libertarian and believe that. I think that and really thoroughly believe that. I think that there are some solutions that some libertarians come up that do advocate force, but at the same time, most of them would say, you know, I'd prefer to see no force used.
I think so. I think most of them would say that.
Like, for instance, I don't like to talk about roads with people.
Mm-hmm.
I hate discussing roads as far as the libertarian, because that's the first place people always go. They get all
right.
Meshed up in roads. My God, if we didn't have a government, we would have roads. Like, as though cars wouldn't run if the government suddenly disappeared tomorrow. But I don't like to get messed up in it, because that's what people want. You know, they get confused about it. So right. I say, fine, gas tax, that will solve all of it. Now, if a libertarian wants to talk to me about a gas tax, fine. Toll roads. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because toll roads are voluntary. It doesn't matter to me. I just want people to understand that we're going to have roads, and that's not where the libertarian movement isn't in place to steal your roads.
Yeah.
That's not why it's there.
It's interesting that really is one of the most popular issues that people bring up. It will keep coming up over and over again.
But it certainly will.
Let's go to taxes, man. What you got an email about that? You can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. But if you want to email one of us specifically, or you're looking for a reply, you should email our name at freetalklive.com.
In the last few days, I really have come to the point where I've decided that I do believe what the libertarian oath is, that I don't want to see the initiation of force on anyone,
well,
which means that I don't believe in the roads, like the gas tax thing. I'll go for tolls, that's fine. I don't believe in, you know, maintaining a military that's not voluntarily funded.
Mm.
All that stuff. It has to be
congratulations, Manwich.
So, April Fool's Day is actually... pardon me, this is from Jen.
You might actually have some principles now.
April Fool's Day is actually the 15th. I don't care one way or the other about some issues.
Okay. You're not required to.
Right.
Okay.
So, Jet says April Fool's Day is actually the 15th. Add the... it's a couple of days. A couple mm-hmm. days old. Add the $279 billion in lost time you mentioned to the trillions already lost in wages paid in, I mean stolen. I've also heard that it takes over $140 billion annually just to run the IRS mob machine. That's $140 billion just to run the machine. And probably true, you know, like that's, it's probably gone down in the amount of time because IRS is much smaller than it used to be. Let's see, offices, buildings, equipment, vehicles, guns, warehouses, personnel, lawyers, courts, etc. So here we go. If you must understand that there is no law that requires the average citizen to pay. It couldn't exist. One, it would be completely unconstitutional as a direct tax upon the people. Remember 1776? They started killing people over a 1% direct tax.
Yeah.
See Article 1, Section 9. Number two, it would be in blatant contradiction to the 13th Amendment prohibiting involuntary servitude.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I say when you're filling out these forms and paying this money, you're voluntarily being a slave at that point.
Well, essentially, it voluntarily, yes, but in essence, this is how the system works. Whether he says it's not true or not, or whether it's true or not, it's how it works,
that's
and
right.
That's how they purport it. Number three, it would be illegal due to the collection tactics. Under the definitions of robbery, extortion, and duress, they all include threats of violence, forcing you to open your wallet.
And but isn't the government immune to those charges? I mean, sovereign immunity. They can be violent and threaten all they want to, and nothing can be done about it.
He has many more points.
Okay, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them on the house. Go get them. freetalklive.com. So we're in the midst of an email from Jet, and he says his name is actually pronounced Jay, but we like Jet.
But he writes Jet.
Jet is so much more original.
I really don't understand.
Everyone knows who Jet is versus Jay. Jay could be anybody. Anyway, so he's talking about taxes.
He's talking about why there are no laws that require the average citizen to pay taxes, that they couldn't exist. Reason number four, it is immoral. Since it is, undeniably, not the will of the people. No one wants it. If they did, they wouldn't be spending hundreds of dollars on all those hours trying to get their money back.
True.
Not no one, but most people.
Right. Anyone with any sense.
And here's the real kickers, boys and girls. Number five, we are a representative government of, for, by the people. So tell me who is being represented by the income tax. I want to know who. Where are all these people? Who out there is protesting, petitioning, screaming and yelling, crying out and insisting that they be taxed on their labor? Taxation without representation. 1776 all over again. Yes, tax me, more, more. Make me your slave. Just let me keep a little of what I've earned this week. Oh, thank you, praise you, great government people, for your kind grace to let me keep a little something from my many, many days of toil and sweat. I think he's being
facetious.
Yeah, being a little facetious here. Yeah. I live to serve you, my lords. Thank you so much for ruling me. Now, I'm going to puke now, twice, he says. For example, in order to accurately represent the people of the United States, there would have to be a significant majority of us out here who are literally demanding to be taxed out of our wages.
Right. We'd be picking up our phones, calling our congresspeople and saying, mm-hmm. We want more taxes. You guys are doing a great job. Please take more.
And
but
he
that's
says,
not happening.
He says he just wants to hear from one. So what is happening? It's quite clearly a mafia-style extortion, plain and simple. You pay us or we'll hurt you.
That's right.
Kill you, if necessary, take your labor from you.
Take your house.
They are outright criminals, a mob of arrogant usurpers and slave masters, the lowest of slime who could be flushed into the sewers at any opportunity. They are armed robbers, worse. They are absolutely, they absolutely know what they're doing. But why do so of, few of us resist? Fear.
Yeah,
that's the sickening part. We are, in fact, victims of the very people we have hired to protect us. I.e., they will kill us in order to protect us. It is true, death and taxes do go together. I'm getting pretty mad here, so I'll have to stop, or I will surely call Walt and go lock and load. Sincerely, Jay.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Passionate. We like passion here on Free Talk Live.
You think I should put that one on the bulletin board?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. It's up to you. 800-259-9231. Talking taxes. Let's go to Charlie on the amplifier line. Charlie in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I just found out about a tax that just blew my mind.
Okay.
Apparently, there is a stamp tax on illegal drugs.
What is that?
You're supposed when you buy illegal drugs, you're supposed to call the anonymous line in 20 states or so. And from there, I don't really know where it goes, but apparently they give you a tax. You can put it on your little baggie, put the stamp on your baggie, and then you're legal, so to say.
Yeah, I've heard, you know what, I've actually heard about this in the past. It does exist. There are taxes for illegal drugs. Nobody, of course, pays them. And the taxes are outrageous, by the way. I don't know if you actually saw the amounts that they're looking for, but it's...
Yeah, in Texas, it's like a 200% tax, and a third-degree felony for non-compliance. So it just seems like a way to punish drug users, and especially poor drug users, because those are the people who are going to be the most likely not to follow it.
Oh, of course. Well, not that a rich drug user would ever get caught anyway. I mean, it's the only time you ever see a rich drug user getting caught is when it's like a Whitney Houston or something
who
like that.
Who pays this? Anybody?
I have nobody.
I don't know.
They'd be crazy to.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever charge anybody with this, but these laws are on the books. Anything else on your mind?
One of those the cops probably wouldn't know about, even if they caught you. But no, that's it, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of drugs, Scotland's Strathclyde, Glasgow area, Police Federation, the largest police union in the county, representing, I think it means country, representing some 7,700 Scottish police officers, is calling for the legalization of all drugs, according to the Daily Mail Scotland. Even hard drugs like cocaine and heroin should be legal and available to be licensed for use by addicts, according to the Federation of Cops.
Okay.
It's
hard to imagine that cops would be saying things like this.
Current prohibitionists is from StopTheDrugWar.org. Current prohibitionist approaches simply are not working and waste millions of dollars in a futile effort, said Inspector Jim Duffy, chairman of the Federation. The laws must be transformed to cut the death toll, he said. Quote, we should legalize all drugs currently covered by the Misuse of Drugs Act. Everything from Class A to C, including heroin, cocaine, and speed. We are not winning the war against drugs, and we need to think about different ways to tackle it. Tell me a village where they are drug-free, he said. Despite the amount of resources and the fantastic work our girls and guys do, we are not making a difference.
No, they're not. Of course they're not.
We don't have any control at the moment. The Federation plans to take its position to its fellow Scottish police officers. The group will present a discussion motion at a forthcoming conference to garner support from officers across Scotland. The startling announcement was music to the ears of Danny Kushlick, director of the drug reform group Transform. Quote, for a policy that aims to eliminate drug supply and use, it has failed in spectacular style. Over the last 40 years, illegal drug use has risen by at least 300% in Scotland. Attempts to curtail drug use, or drug supply rather, have been equally ineffective, with drugs now cheaper and more available than ever before. Gee, prohibition has the same effects in Scotland as it does here in America?
Yeah.
At least the Scottish cops are getting it. They're figuring it out. Now, what's it going to take to wake up American police? 1-800-259-9231. Law enforcement against prohibition's out there working hard, but we need more. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We'll try and sneak a call in here in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you appreciate the fact that we're here 6 nights a week spreading the message of freedom and liberty, well, we would appreciate if you joined the AMP program. It's totally voluntary. We give you everything on our website for free, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. But if you like what we're doing, for $3 a month, you can really help us out. We'll take that $3 a month in and turn it right back around into advertising for the program. We'll advertise in radio industry publications, get more radio stations on board. We'll advertise on the internet, as we are doing, to get more internet listeners. And it's growing. It's a program that's really effective. You can see all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We're really excited about it, amp.freetalklive.com. And one of the other reasons we're really excited is because of the final goal of the program. Once we reach it, we'll reduce commercial time on the show by 25%. So, get all the details and learn about the perks that you get as an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Tom in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just watching the local news here in New York.
Uh-huh.
There's this guy that's been getting these fines for litter on his property, but it's not actually his property. It's the property right next to his house. And He's been getting these fines, and the city, he's tried to rebut them, but it'll take at least a year to go through. And they're putting a lien on his house if he doesn't pay for it. But it turns out, guess who actually owns the property that the litter is on?
Oh, no. Some bureaucrat?
The city. It's city property.
Really?
Yep.
So there's litter on the city property that's next door to this guy's house. They're sending him the fines and demanding that he clean it up and pay the fines. He's trying to fight it, but it's going to be quite a process.
And he's kind of given up, and he's just trying to clean up the litter as it keeps coming. I think it's like on the side of a highway somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're fining him for litter that people throw on their property?
That's right.
Yep.
That's nuts.
Yep, and if he doesn't pay, they've told him they'll put a lien on his house.
Is this New York City?
Yes.
Yeah, figures. The only answer to New York City is to get the hell out. There's no future for freedom in New York City. I don't see it. I really don't. They're so embroiled in their socialistic ways there. You've got a Republican mayor that supports gun control. I mean, the whole place is just backwards. All right, man. Thanks
Doesn't
for the call.
Doesn't make any sense.
We appreciate hearing from you, Tom. 1-800-259-9231. Ugh. And we have to go there this summer, man, which...
Well, we just came from the belly of the beast.
That's true.
Washington, D.C.
What an ugly place.
Mordor.
Yeah, what an ugly, ugly place.
I thought it was... I liked it.
Really?
I enjoyed myself.
I enjoyed the Chinese food.
The Chinese food was good.
That was quite good. I mean, it was...
I wish we'd have found Ethiopian food, but I...
You were begging to go to the Ethiopian restaurant, and I just... not interested.
Yeah, well, who knows?
We're going by the
best thing you've ever had.
By the way, speaking of the AMP program,
uh-huh.
That's why we went to Washington, D.C. That's why we're going to New York City over the summer, is to go to attend talk radio conventions, mm-hmm. where we go and we meet with program directors from all around the country. We meet with the decision makers, if you will, the big boys in talk radio. And if you're serious about this business, you should go to these conventions so people get to know who you are. We went to the convention in D.C., and we're going to the one in New York City, simply because of the amplifiers. If it wasn't for the Free Talk Live amplifiers, we wouldn't have been able to afford to go. So you guys are making it happen for Free Talk Live, and all it takes is $3 a month, totally voluntary, amp.freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Manwich, I think we might do an all-email prep show coming up sometime this week, simply because I just got so much email.
So much email, and it didn't go badly today.
No, it wasn't all email today. We had some regular prep, but we're going to be back tomorrow night, same time, same place, online, freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're